Well, Mr. President, with a lot's going on today. I guess you knew about the looks to be a terrorist attack over at Old Dominion University. It looks to be a guy that was in jail. He's a naturalized citizen from Sierra Leone, convicted in 2017 of providing support for ISIS. And then he goes and commits this this murder today. What are your thoughts about this?
Holy. Thank God Trump is doing this war right now for us to keep us safe from exactly these types of people.
Well, it's been going on for a long time. It's a disgrace. They're sick. They're really demented people. And has been going on for a long time. They come into the country.
Under Biden.
They sneak in. You know, we have a solid border now. We have a border that's 100%. 9 months, nobody coming in.
Zero.
But they came in.
Can we take a moment to respect how impressive that number is?
Not one that person has come
not
through.
Not one person. Not even one.
I mean, no one else could do it.
That's crazy, right? You have to give him, unless you're a partisan hack, unless you have TDS, you have to give him credit for that. Dan?
What? Sorry, I was across the room. I only heard heads. Dan.
You have to give Dan. Trump credit for zero illegals coming into this country over the last 9 months. Zero.
It is impressive.
Thank you.
Not a single.
That's all I wanted to hear is zero. Thank you.
Came in a lot through Biden, and they came in through other presidents, frankly, and it's a disgrace. But what we took in over the last 4 years, 4 years preceding my take in, because we had that border pretty well wrapped up within 3 months, but and he could have done the same thing. We took in 25 million people, and many of those people came from bad places. So. It's a shame when you hear.
Wait,
about
is that true? Iraq's, or is he getting banned? Somebody said this whole dude's family just got killed by Israel like 3 days prior.
I didn't hear about that at all.
But these things, it's a shame. Very sad.
So then you see the attack in New York City, and 18 and 19 year old decide to make an IED and just throw it towards Gracie Mansion, and get a piece of paper and say, yeah, this is about ISIS. So, yeah. I mean, how do you get into the mindset of this? How do you stop it?
They're sick people, and a lot of them were let in here. They shouldn't have been let in. Others are just bad. They go bad. Something wrong. There's something wrong there.
So
the genetics are not exactly...
What?
They're not exactly your genetic. It's one of those problems, Brian.
Wait, does he mean like...
Bad genes.
Oh, I thought he was on some race realist. I think it just means they're like Down syndrome or something. what? Okay. I don't even know.
And
yeah.
It's a terrible thing, and it happens. And it happens, and it happens too often.
So, bringing up to today, you know, there's a lot of Iranians, over 700, over 1,700 came to our border over the 4 years of President Biden. Over 700 are in. You mentioned the other day that you believe you know where the sleeper cells are, these Iranian sleeper cells. If you know where they are, can we start going offensively after them legally?
Well, we're watching them very carefully. Got to be a little bit careful in a lot of ways. A lot of good people, too. You know, it's like that's the problem. You got a lot of good people, but we're watching them very, very carefully. We have them under watch. Now, when you say that, you say 1,700, could be a lot more than that came in, but nobody knows.
Could be
because
anything.
You had so many coming through Biden where nobody has any idea where they came from. And nobody was asking where they came from.
I know. And you got the gotaways. Those are the ones who clearly didn't want to get caught. Right. And you just get the back of their heads.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that oftentimes are the worst.
One of the big stories was the concern about Iran having one of those one-way suicide drones somewhere hitting in California. Are you worried about that? And if so, what will we do if that does happen?
I don't worry about it because if you did, you wouldn't be able to function. Okay? So you can't worry. You have to do something. And we watch everything at a level that it's never been watched. Our country has never been watched over like this ever before.
Never.
What Joe Biden did, and it wasn't probably him. I don't think he knew where he was.
What the hell was going on?
What the people surrounding him allowed to happen to our country can never be ever forgotten again. From mental institutions they came, from
the insane asylums,
drug dealers and murderers. Right. 11,888 murderers came into our country illegally. They came into our country and they let them in. They didn't even check. What's your name? What's your serial number? Give me a card. Give me something. No identification, which hopefully we're going to have with the Save America Act, which the Republicans have to get it done. You know, right. They all say they don't have the votes. They have to find the votes. That's what leadership's all about. But they came in with no identification, no nothing. They walk into our country. And look, that's why they lost their election in a landslide, frankly.
So,
one of the reasons.
But
this guy's a caller. He just wakes up and calls Fox News.
True. You got to admit that the U.S. is doing some pretty crazy shit. If we were able to take in like 12,000 murderers, and apparently they all came here and like none of them really murdered. Isn't that kind of crazy? We must have a good rehab program
Great
for
bang.
The for the murderers all coming to this country, I guess. Jesus.
On the drone attack in California, is that real or is that verified? Did that cross your desk that is a legitimate concern?
Well, the first we heard about it was from Gavin Newsom, the incompetent governor of California.
He told you?
As he said, no, he announced it. It came out from him or his office. That's what we heard at first. He was talking about it. But he has learning disabilities, so...
What the fuck is this guy yapping about?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know. You know, he admitted he had learning disabilities. Somebody said, well, what's wrong with that? I said, that's okay, but not for the president. You know,
right.
Too retarded to be president. Oh, no.
It's not a good thing.
Well, he did say he couldn't read, which I found astounding.
Couldn't read. That's what he said. He couldn't read. That is what he said.
He can't read.
Nobody understands what he did that day. Right. I say he committed political suicide. But that interview was not good. On top of it, it showed he was a racist. So,
yeah. I want to get back to that.
That was not a good, hey.
Says
that was
Trump
not a
who
good
literally
interview.
Kept black people out of his.
That's his book tour.
Whoa.
I don't think it's been a banner book tour for him, but we'll see what it does for 2028, because clearly he has his eyes on that. Can we talk about Iran for a second? Finally, we hear from the Supreme Leader in a long statement. We don't see him. He doesn't read the speech. They say he wrote the speech. First off, do you believe he's alive?
I think he probably is. I think he's damaged, but I think he's probably alive in some form. Yeah.
What's your takeaway? I know he says that he's going to widen the war. He's going to continue to use the Strait of Hormuz as leverage against you to end this war. He's got underwater drones to stop any of the ships going in and out. What's your message back to the new Supreme Leader?
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing a lot of talking, so he's going to have to put up. We'll have to see, because we are decimating them. We've knocked out most of their missiles. We've knocked out many of their drones. We knocked out a lot of the manufacturing areas where they manufacture the missiles and now the drones. We're hitting them harder than
anybody's been hit
since World War II.
So they are able to basically shut off the Strait of Hormuz. The word is that you're about ready to escort
on the street.
These oil tankers through. Is that true?
Well, we would do it if we needed to, but... You know, hopefully things are going to go very well. We're going to see what happens. A lot's going to be, we've already damaged them so badly, it would take years for them to ever rebuild. And we're going to be hitting them very hard over the next week.
So, but does it concern you that these tankers aren't getting through and the one that did get through made its way to China? I would think that maybe we'd be stopping these tankers that got through.
Well, you'll have to see what happens over the next, you know, this just began. This is their new strategy. So you're going to have to watch, Brian, what's going to be happening over the next few days. And we'll see. We'll see how successful they are. But they're doing this as a last-ditch effort.
They're
their
getting
Navy
the plan,
has
guys.
Been totally gone. It's as far as we know, it's just gone. They maybe have one ship. We're searching it out. It won't be around for long. But their Navy's gone, their Air Force is gone, their leadership is gone, their second leadership is gone, now their third leadership is in trouble. And this is not somebody that the father even wanted. But I'm not gonna say, you know, you were asking whether or not he's alive. A lot of people are trying to figure that one out. But we've done things that whether it's Venezuela or this, we've done things that nobody can believe. They are in such...
Nobody.
Look at the missile attacks. The missile attacks are down to a trickle now compared to what they were. Now, they'll go all out because they hear me make that statement. But that's all right because they'll go all out. We have it covered. We have it guarded. And they'll have that fewer. You know, they're down to a very small, relatively small number of missiles. Their drones are in a lot of trouble now because we're knocking out their manufacturing plants where they manufacture at a very fast clip.
So do you, right now the strait is not open, I know that, and you did a couple of things. You offered insurance for these ships to go through. No one seems to have taken you up on that. You also, you've released a strategic oil reserve to ease the oil shock that's happening right now, and so did 32 other nations, which is unprecedented. But do you believe you're going to suspend the Jones Act too? And if so, what would that do?
Well, it lets you take ships that are American-made and have them go around to different ports. It's a restrictive act. It's got some tremendous support in Congress, support for it. not to suspend it, but support for it, the Jones Act. But we'll take a look. We'll take a look at everything, and it's all going to work out. Look, we took an excursion. We had the greatest economy ever. We still do. And we have to do a little excursion to get rid of mad people, crazy people that want to have nuclear weapons. If we didn't do the hit with that Midnight Hammer, if we didn't have those beautiful B-2 bombers hit them so effectively, and the word is obliterate, and now everybody admits the word is obliterate. In fact, they're not even talking about opening that site. They were talking about going to a new site, if you can believe it.
But a new site?
If we didn't hit them with a B-2 bomber, it could be that Israel would not be around today.
And Mr. President, would you also say it's important to get the uranium that Steve Witkoff talked about, that they said they have over 400 kilograms of it? Is there some type of operation in place to grab it?
Nah.
No, not at all. And we're not focused on that, but at some point we might be. Right now we're focused on knocking the hell out of their missiles and their drones.
Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, Bahrain have been hit. Roughly. What has been your conversations that you feel comfortable relaying to our audience with our Gulf allies?
We're very, very solid. The relationship, the unity is tremendous. I spoke to most of them today.
Rock solid.
They got hit, and they really, nobody expected it. They were sort of staying away. And I don't want to say neutral. I think they've been very good for us, but they were more or less neutral, and all of a sudden they got hit, which shows you, look, what they wanted to do, what Iran wanted to do is take over the whole Middle East. And if we didn't stop them with the B-2 bombers, they would have done that. Think of it. All the things that we knocked out the first time and then the second time, if they had that now, they had so many missiles. We knocked the hell out of them the first time, and this time it's even much more so. You know, this is a much more severe blow.
Right.
If they had all those missiles, they were looking to take over the entire Middle East, not just destroy Israel.
I believe they were making 200 a month rockets, and that would have protected what was going to be a reconstituted nuclear program. The Supreme Leader came out, Mr. President, and said, they're going to keep attacking the Gulf states until we leave, our American base, the American forces leave, our presence in from Qatar to UAE to Saudi Arabia. Are we going to leave?
Well, the Gulf states are doing a very good job in protecting themselves. They have great Patriot missiles, which are the defensive missiles that have knocked down virtually 100% of the time they use. They knock down whatever they're aimed at. They've been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable technology. Look, nobody has the technology or the weapons that we have, and the Patriots are an example of it. We have the Tomahawks. We have the Patriots. We have stuff that nobody's ever been able to produce, and they can't produce it like us.
Well, except when they stole that one tomahawk to kill all little schoolgirls.
I mean, it's going very well. We're way ahead of schedule. Ahead. We had no idea we'd be this far ahead. We've knocked out close to 90% of their missiles.
90%?
How important would it be to get out that besiege force, the thugs that walk the streets and the moral... Are we aiming for them?
No, these are bad people. They go out shooting protesters. You're a protester. They shoot you right through the head. This is an evil group of people. And if we had them have a nuclear weapon, they would use it and they wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep.
So yesterday, the prime minister or the other day said it's soon to the Iranian people. It's time for you to soon come back and take back your country when the time is right. And that time is soon. There's also a report that Israeli officials do not think the regime is ready to fall yet. What do you say to the Iranian people? Do you echo what the prime minister said, their time is soon to take back their own country?
Well, you just mentioned to me a group of people that go around with machine guns and shoot them down, and they say, if anybody protests, we're going to kill you in the streets. So I really think that's a big hurdle to climb for people that don't have weapons. I think it's a very big hurdle. So that it'll happen, but it probably will be... maybe not immediately. Who's going to do that? They literally have people in the streets with machine guns, machine gunning people down if they want to protest, okay? So, you know, that's a pretty big, that's a pretty high standard to say, I want to go and protest.
Right.
And so I would understand that. And I would think Bibi would understand that, too.
Are you astounded?
Good job, Bibi.
He didn't say he's doing it right now. Time will go by. They're going to be in worse shape as time goes by. We're hitting them very hard. We have unlimited ammunition. We have of the high level and medium level. The medium and medium high level, we have virtually unlimited ammunition. And we're using it We're using it. We can go forever.
Mr. President, do you believe that...
This is my president! This is the president of the United States of fucking America! What the fuck? Why does he sound like a fucking senile old man? Like a fucking...
That when the fighting stops, that the rest of the Gulf states will join the Abraham Accords more than... Is it closer than ever? Has Iran's action against the Gulf states made your pitch easier to digest for these Gulf states, knowing that it's clear now Israel's not the problem, Iran is?
Yeah, it's made it much easier because they have never been in condition like they are right now. They're putting up a wonderful front. They're saying things, but they are devastated when you take a look at what we know. And remember this, we're being nice. I could take out things within the next hour. We could hang up within 1 hour. You'd be reading about taking out nuclear power plants or power plants that creates the electricity, that creates the water. They have desalinization all over the place. We could do things that would be so bad they could literally never rebuild as a nation again.
Never.
And we're trying to be nice about it.
Wait, what did this guy say?
Hey, hello! Okay. But we're not doing it. Now, they'll go around and shoot civilians all over the place, but we don't do that. But we could take out elements of what they have in terms of infrastructure. They would virtually never be able, time wouldn't matter, never be able to reproduce it. And so far, we've chosen not to do that. But we have hit them so hard. I mean, they have virtually no military left. They do have the thugs walking across. And when they're caught, they will be tried and executed when those thugs are caught. And
what?
We have them on tape who they are. And they better turn in their guns. But, you know, we have tapes of some of these people that go around shooting the protesters. Maybe all of them, when we add it all up. And they're going to have a big problem after this is all.
Have they been targeted yet?
I don't want to say that. But we have a lot of tape, and we have a lot of people. We know exactly what they look like. And they're going out, and they're shooting protesters for just literally standing. Not for doing anything, for standing on the street. They're killing people. And prior to this starting, they killed 32,000 people.
So the year was 1988. This future president, Donald Trump, was selling a book called The Art of the Deal. He gave an interview to a British newspaper, at which time you talked about Iran. You said we have to win back respect for America on the world stage. And you had stern words for the Islamic Republic. You said they've been beating us up psychologically, making us look like a bunch of fools. One bullet shot of one of our men or ships, I'd do a number on Karg Island. I'd go in and I'd take it. Now here in 2026, you are president. Are you thinking about taking Karg Island, where 90% of the Iranian oil goes through? And what do you think about, do you remember that interview and that school of thought?
He remembers everything.
Yeah, but Brian, I can't answer a question like that. You shouldn't be even asking it. It's one of so many different things.
Oh, no, he thought he was glazing. He thought he was going to get some glaze credit. And now Daddy Trump's mad at him.
It's not high on the list. But it's one of so many different things, and okay. I can change my mind in seconds. But, you know, for you to ask a question, who would answer a question like that? I mean, you're asking me a question.
Very naughty.
Karg Island, okay, everything. Who would ask a question like that? And what fool would answer it, okay? Let's say I was going to do it, or let's say I wasn't going to do it. What would I tell you? Oh, yes, Brian, I'm thinking about doing it. Let you know what time and when it'll take place. It's not, you know, it's sort of a foolish question. A little surprising for you because you're a smart man.
I am, but you were just pretty amazing that you thought about it in 1988. So,
well, I did, but I thought about a lot of other things. You know what else I thought about a long time before it happened?
Fucking your mom.
But 1 year before it happened, almost exactly.
9/11.
Osama bin Laden. I said, you have to go out and kill Osama bin Laden. He's big trouble. Kill him.
Right.
Nobody did anything. A year later, he knocked down the World Trade Center.
Let's talk about China. It turns out...
Did you know that? It was in a book. Did you know that I wrote it in a book?
Yeah, I did.
One of my many bestsellers, I said, go get Osama bin Laden. And he said, because I saw him interviewed, and I said, wow, that guy's trouble.
Wow.
And I said, you better go get him. And 1 year before he knocked down the World Trade Center, and you know that Clinton had a chance to get him?
Yep.
and didn't do it.
And he thought it would be he would be accused of doing a wag the dog thing.
Yep.
And but yeah. Hey, I want to talk about China. Do you realize? And I'm sure you do. There have been very few overflights for the first time in maybe 5 or 6 years over Taiwan. The word is too there are long gas lines in China. How do number one do you those reports as you understand them correct? And number two, how do you think that affects your meeting that's coming up in a couple of weeks?
Well, the reports are correct about the long lines, but, you know, look, he runs he's a strong person, a strong leader. I have a great relationship with him. I'm going over there in a very short period of time. I was invited, and I'm going. It's good that we get along. We're getting along very well. We're doing well economically with China. They want to do business with us. And, you know, we've had a good relationship. It's highly competitive, obviously, but he and I have had a very good relationship, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. For all the people that are listening to your very highly rated show, which
yes.
it is, you're doing very well, I'm proud of you. But for all the people that are listening, it's good when I get along with other nations, the leaders of other nations. It's good.
What do you?
Powerful nation, powerful military.
Wow, hi, what's up, buddy?
Sorry to interrupt, but are you watching that video? Was there a part already where he said he doesn't need Ukrainian drones?
not yet. We're at 20 out of 33 minutes, so maybe the next 13, 14 minutes.
Okay. I don't remember where it is. I didn't see the entire thing. I just saw that part. It's a funny part. So, yeah. We all collectively remembered that video White House posted with them that they deleted. I don't know if you remember that one, but everyone laughed at them on Twitter because they posted this like one drone that flies and they're like, did you know that it can drop a grenade? Like the unknown technology, blad meme. And like they deleted that video afterwards. So yeah, excuse me if I'm not really confident in in their knowledge about, drone warfare since it's only happening quite literally here.
Well, the issue is Trump knows so many things and he just, it's impossible for him to recall everything at every point in time. So that's why we have highly qualified cabinet people like Bessent and everybody else. So, you know.
We love dear leader.
We love dear leader.
Everybody knows it.
We don't talk bad about Trump here, okay? That's my president. That's my leader, okay? And at least mine is democratically elected, unlike the dictator Zelensky. And at least mine spends money loving the American people instead of wasting them on suits and dresses for all of his mistresses and wives, okay? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, prime dementia guy. Anyway.
Dementia, that's just it's just because he's got knowledge from so many different dimensions. You never know what he's pulling from at any point in time. What's up?
How's it going? He certainly is some other dimension.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are. My people, okay, they love Cash Patel. Like, every time they see him, they, like, love him. Because he looks like he's, like, permanently in some other dimension.
Yeah, he's looking into it always, yeah. I think he's still stuck in an acid trip
from
college.
Yeah, he's, like, staring.
Yeah.
Some gates to, I don't know, other world or some shit. He looks like he knows things, okay? Things are good. I have dropped you a link to the fundraiser. I finished basically half of it. Mm-hmm. And we delivered stuff today. So if you can later show it to the people, because a lot of DGG donated. But it was also other people who participated. I told you, like Loner Boxes community, Connor, like all sorts of people.
Cool.
I delivered today half of it to the soldiers and then my 113 boys, and the rest will be civilians, which I still need to get more stuff. My house, my like apartment turned into the Nova Postal Storage, which is like a postal service in Ukraine, like a big warehouse essentially. And I don't like it, but soon I will be rid of all the fucking boxes. And it was very successful. And despite everyone participating, the bulk was still DGG. So,
well,
acknowledgement.
Awesome. We'll queue up.
Yeah.
We'll watch it right after we watch our glorious leader finish this glorious Fox News interview.
Yeah, glorious leader stuff. I know. Yeah, I did see the fucking about the just the drones bit on like our social media because I just wanted to see your opinion because Washington like apparently it was sort of confirmed that they asked Zelensky and Ukraine to provide them like data and things like that and like a lot of information about after the Iranian attacks, and we actually got a lot of offers from. How's it called in English? Arab, United Arab
UAE, the United Arab Emirates. Yeah,
Yeah. Just we call them different thing. And they got their hotel blown up recently. And they were like, oh, shit. And now we got a bunch of appeals to Ukraine from them. Mm-hmm. They're like, can you help us out? Like, to how to intercept them and how to protect from them? And we're like, how interesting.
Like, yeah, I mean, to be fair to Trump, it was kind of like unpredictable that if we started attacking Iran, they would start attacking other people. So it was kind of hard for us to see that coming in the future. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you stir shit up. But I like that the United States, like, and in Israel, like, bomb them, and then they bomb other people. Like,
pretty crazy.
There's something kind of funny about that, if you think about it. It's kind of how the world works, it seems. Mm-hmm. And also, I do like the fact that people are now trying to get our shit, though. That's good for us. But also, not good for us that fucking Trump removed sanctions.
Yeah, for the oil shit. Pretty silly. It's all pretty
silly. We are super not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much money to that war machine. So, like, literally next batches of missiles and all that dog shit will be bought for that. Thanks.
Yeah, pretty shit. Yeah, it's not good. I agree, yeah.
Yeah, they're not gonna blame you, okay? They're gonna blame us for that money. I'm not happy at all. Well, what can you do? But yeah, just watch the video then and show people the fundraiser stuff since, you know, they participated as per usual. And yeah. And the power station we got is really good. So a lot of stuff was like useful, but power station is like the biggest thing everyone is happy about, and power banks, because with the electricity shit, you know, you do need like other sources of stuff, like soldiers, civilians alike, so super useful and helpful, thank you. Unlike sanctions that were lifted, that's not helpful, but yeah, but the people are helpful, so there you go. Yeah, bye bye everyone.
Well, thanks a lot, we'll watch it after this.
Have a good one.
Be careful.
Yeah,
bye.
Nobody like has our military dear leader.
Yeah, I was a little. I'll have to message her about that. I'll have to send a DM to Zelensky about that one.
You know, I built our military in my first term, and we're using it more than I'd like to now, to be honest with you, because I like peace through strength. But in this case, we had no choice. We had to do. We had to close it out. 47 years they've been killing people. For 47 years they've been blowing their legs off. They've been. Think of it. All that. The SS Cole. So many different things they were involved in, so many bad things, so many acts of terror. It had to be done. It should have been done long.
I bet that's a Netanyahu talking point. I bet that's how he sold
it. 45, 7 years or whatever.
Yeah, I bet that's how he sold it to Trump. One kind of weird thing for Israelis, like the Israeli trauma is that like they've been at war with everybody since 47, 48. They always think this. I bet Netanyahu sold them on that point. Like these really long wars. Iran's been killing your people for 50 years. Like, President, do you know that?
Well, before this,
Mr. President, between 2023 and 2024, the DNI of Joe Biden said there were 190 attacks on U.S. U.S. forces or our allies by Iran. That was the department. That was the director of national intelligence for President Biden.
Right.
We had 241 in 1983, killed 603 in Iraq. Are you surprised with these stats that Democrats are so vehemently, seemingly against this mission, including some veterans like Senator Mark Kelly?
Well, Mark Kelly's not a smart person. I mean, he's not a smart man.
Mean guy.
He's terrible. What he said is terrible about, you know, leadership, okay? Leadership, follow him. You follow him into a grave. He's terrible. He's a pathetic guy. But they're pathetic. Look, we have a case where our country right now is respected more than it has maybe ever been.
Ever.
With Venezuela, with this, with the B-2s, with all of the different things we've done and all the great success we've had. And during all of this period, I've rebuilt the military into the strongest military in the world by far. We had great people, but the people were being led badly. And in fact, in many cases, being led through woke.
And not woke.
We don't have that anymore. We have an unbelievable power where our military is unquestionably the best and the strongest of the world. And I built it in my first term. This didn't just happen. I built it. You know, we had $1 trillion, $1 trillion, $1 trillion, and I built it and made it great. I built the wall, hundreds of miles of wall. Otherwise, you'd have people, no matter how good a job I'm doing, Without the wall that we built, you'd have people pouring into our country at levels never seen before. Biden let 25 million people come into our country.
Right.
25 million people. So many of those people came out of jails and prisons, and they came out of mental institutions, and they were killers, and all of the things that we just discussed. And I'm doing something about it. And I had to take an excursion. We had the greatest economy in history. We still do. Oh, this will bounce right back. When it's over, and I don't think it's going to be long, when it's over, this is going to bounce right back so fast.
When are you going to know when it's over?
When I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it in my bones.
Will you ask anybody in particular? Would that be some of the joint decisions?
I deal with people. I have great people.
Mr. Yeah. Bones.
I have General Raisin Kane. I have Pete. Pete's turned out to be a star. Marco's great. JD. I've got all good people. We've got a great group.
So let's talk about, if I can, looking back in history, George Shultz and Caspar Weinberger, two smart guys, disagreed with in front of Reagan. Rumsfeld and Colin Powell disagreed in front of George W. Bush. In your cabinet with the vice president, secretary of state, is it like?
No,
what are the dynamics when you have a big decision like Iran or Venezuela? Are people speaking up and speaking their minds,
I let them speak their mind, and they do, and we have some differences, but they never end up being much. I convince them all to let's do it my way.
So let's talk about immigration. Why is Senator John Wayne Mullen the right pick?
Just a fantastic guy. He's got it. He's got what it takes. I think he's going to do a fantastic job.
Oh, he's got it. Oh.
And when you talk about...
Why him? Because he's got it, and he's going to do a fantastic job.
Huh. He's just going to do a good job.
At immigration, James Blair evidently told the caucus, the Republican caucus, don't talk about mass deportation. Story in Politico today said, hey, the president's allies want mass deportation. It rates really high with the people that put you there. Then you got farmers saying, hey, I need work visas for my longtime immigrants, and meatpackers saying the same thing. Where do you stand, Mr. President?
Well, number one, I stand, and we're getting the bad criminals, the murderers and all these criminals that were allowed. Number one, that's a top priority. And the rest is all going to work out, and it's working out well. We've deported tremendous numbers of people, but we're going after the murderers. We're going after the drug dealers. We're going after
the rapists
the
and
mentally
abuse.
Insane and people from insane asylums, and we're bringing them back to where they came from because we have no choice. We won't have a country, and we're taking care of... We have really bad, really sick criminals that were allowed to come into our country under Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe.
Right.
And he allowed them to come into our country, and we're getting them out. That's number one priority. But we want people to come into our country legally. And nobody can say anything about Trump because we literally, for 8 months now,
have
had zero people come through the border. And
not
Biden had millions
person.
Of people. Nobody checked.
Right.
Totally unchecked and unvetted.
I just, and I know you got to run, but the Save America Act, you told John Thune, get it done. Do you mean get Democrats, or do you mean blow up the filibuster? Because you need 60 votes, right?
Yeah.
So how do you get it done? Is there
Trump hates the filibuster. Get rid of the filibuster,
the Save
guys.
America
That's
Act,
what he's going to say.
Exactly that. It's voter ID. It's proof of citizenship. It's no mail-in ballots, which are horrible. They're so corrupt. Jimmy Carter years ago said you can't do mail-in ballots. It's corrupt. We're the only country in the world that does mail-in ballots like this. We're the only country. There's no other country in the world because it means you cheat. They cheat. Now, it's mail-in, but for the military, it's okay.
Dan hates
somebody
mail-in
that's
ballots.
Sick or somebody that's disabled or for somebody that's traveling, you're on a business trip or even a trip, we'll be very, open about that. But I also added two other things, and I put them in just recently. It's 5 points, and very, very importantly, no men in women's sports, no transgender mutilization of our children.
In Texas.
Those five things.
Yeah.
How can you vote against voter ID and citizenship and the other things?
Very simple
I said.
Things he's asking.
Triple as, one might
it
say.
It should be done.
And
if it's not done, it's a shame. And I think, frankly, any politician that voted against, think of it.
Think
Every
of it,
Every place
Mouton.
You go,
think
you give it. Identification.
Yeah.
And
Everywhere.
I want picture identification, not just, we want pictures so that when they go in to vote, somebody standing there can say, oh, that is the same person, not that it's a totally different person, which they do.
When you go to register to vote for this, you can't, they don't accept it. It's not a driver's license. That's not enough.
I think they want
a birth certificate.
Or a passport.
Or a passport, yeah.
Yeah.
But did you know that the birth certificate... if you've ever changed your name is not enough?
Yeah, you have to have another thing.
So for every single woman who's changed their last name, they also have to bring with them like a marriage certificate too, or proof of name change. It's just crazy. I don't know if it's you asked me this or somebody else, but like, well, why doesn't the U.S. just do voter ID? This is why, because when they try to do voter ID, it doesn't seem like they actually care about any of this shit. It just seems like they're trying to get, like, just make it unnecessarily burdensome for people to vote.
The reason they don't want it is because they cheat, and you saw that in 2020. They cheat.
I will say, to be fair, Kamala probably would have tried to do the same thing, I think, right? I think she was talking about this.
Oh, exactly the same.
Cheated at levels never seen before, and now all of that's come out.
The DHS reopening, are the Democrats beginning to crack? I mean, they wanted Kristi Noem out. She's out. They wanted no more roving patrols. You stopped it. They wanted body cams. You gave it to them.
Jesus.
Do you feel as though you've given enough at this point?
I love you, dear leader.
I think so. Look, they have to. These are people that hate our country. These are people that have Trump derangement syndrome. If I went the opposite, if I said, let's have nothing. Let's have this. Let's give you everything you want. They'd say, nope, we don't want it. We want the opposite. Anything I say, they go the opposite. If I say build the wall, they say don't build the wall. No matter what I say, they go the opposite because they're sick, deranged people. They got a problem.
They're sick, deranged people. Just so you know, he's talking about the entire opposition party.
But oh, I think you he think also these brings up...
Whoa! Spoiler!
People... Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
6 minutes.
PACs, you know, will change their mind?
Disease. It's called Trump derangement syndrome.
Do you think these new attacks today will change their mind? I mean,
I don't think so, because I think there's something wrong with them. The hatred of Republicans is beyond belief. Who wouldn't vote for voter ID? Who wouldn't want that? Voter identification.
Right.
Please, may I see your card, sir or madam? May I please see your card? And they say, we don't want you to do that. And yet every other, you know, I wrote a list, but it was too long to go into. But I wrote a list that had 50 things that you need identification for. Everything. It's like everything.
But
it's
literally.
Like
but outside Fetterman, can you get
voting.
It? But say outside Fetterman, I don't think any Democrat would do it. And even though the polls show over 70% of Democrats want voter ID on every ethnic group.
Today, 86% of Democrats approve of Save America. Now, think of it. They're going to have to go out and say, we are opposed to Save America. It's called the Save America Act. You know, they had a hard time with MAGA, Make America Great Again. Remember when Biden would get up and say, we have to stop MAGA. We will stop MAGA. We have to stop MAGA. The poor guy. And I said, no, MAGA means Make America Great Again. He wants to stop it. Now they have to.
You're just making America great.
It's
how can you possibly
Act,
be against
by the
that?
Way. All these people that use Save Act. Those are people that are on the other side. It's to save America, because nobody knows what the Save Act was. Nobody has any idea. The stupid name, the Save Act, and they used that for 2 years. It's called the Save America Act.
You know marketing.
5 points, and I just named the 5 points.
And lastly, the Texas election. You said you got to make a choice on what Democrat, what Republican should really get the nomination.
Right.
Is it going to be Cornyn or is it going to be Paxson? What do you think?
Well, let me tell you the good news. The good news is their candidate is whacked out.
What?
With his six different forms of gender and all the things
six
that I saw.
Six different forms of gender. He's whacked the fuck out.
To Jesus.
Insult to Jesus.
Insult. This guy
he's binary.
Is whacked out. And you know?
Did he just say he's binary? Did he mean not binary?
Jesus. I mean, such an insult. This guy
he's binary.
Is whacked out. And you know, it's very interesting. They had no fear of her because she's a low IQ individual. But they really waited. The Republicans waited. They really wanted to run against him because they had these things and nobody knew they had them. And all this bad stuff came out about him. He is so woke. He's beyond woke. He's
beyond
actually,
woke.
I think he's grossly incompetent. I think Gavin Newsom is incompetent. I think he's an incompetent person. And he admitted it. I mean, he admitted that he's incompetent. And, you know, when a guy does that, but when you see what this guy said about gender and about other topics, and the amazing thing, it all came out one day after he defeated
Tallarico.
Gender?
Right. Yeah.
He defeated Crockett.
So do you think that Paxson or Cornyn?
She related it all to Davy Crockett, do you think?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to do a DNA. I don't know if she's due a 23andMe, but we could look into it. Paxson.
Check it out.
I will.
Davy would be honored.
I have a lot of free time.
Great frontiers.
So you're going to stay out of the primary then? Paxson, Cornyn?
No, I'm not going to say it. No, I want to do something. But the main thing I have to do is find out who's going to get the Save America Act approved.
Well, I guess Senator John Thune's kind of at a logjam.
Yeah, he can't... I know. Very, look, I think he's a wonderful person, I do. But he seems to be...
whacked out.
Not that he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't think he can do it. And that's bad. I mean, how can you not get voter ID approved? How can you
Trump's
not get,
just gonna get it done.
You know, citizenship approved? Proof of citizership.
Listen,
some things are just
and classy. Is it true that you're mm-hmm. telling your whole cabinet to wear the same shoes, these Florsheim shoes?
No, but it's a nice shoe. But what I do is, as somebody that for many, many years has walked around in shoes that were no good and, you know, would not be that comfortable. So I have fun with it. When they tell me they have a problem, I say, let me get you a pair of shoes. And it seems to work out pretty well. Now they look all spiffy and nice. I never like cabinet members walking in sneakers.
Right.
You know, sneakers are wonderful, but I don't want my cabinet members wearing sneakers. So I'll get them a pair of shoes. It's a gift from Donald Trump.
But that's cool. You could write it off, too, at the end of the year with this new with your new tax reform.
I don't have to write it off. You're right. I guess I could, but I don't have to. Go ahead.
He's not a poor like you.
Well, Mr. President, I can't thank you enough. Lastly, are you enjoying this with all the pressure on your shoulders?
We're doing great. I had to do this excursion through a very tough kind of a thing to do, except it shows how strong. I knew exactly that we'd be good. And what do you see tomorrow? What do you see the next day? They're going to be hit so hard. They're going to be hit. They can talk all they want, but, you know, let's see what they do. So they're going to maybe do something having to do with the Straits. I don't know. But they're being hit so hard. It'll take them 20 years to rebuild.
You think Putin is helping them?
I think he might be helping them a little bit. Yeah. I guess.
Helping Iran?
Probably
think
no
way.
Helping Ukraine, right?
And you are, right?
Yeah, we're helping them also. And so he says that. And China would say the same thing. You know, it's like, hey, they do it and we do it, in all fairness. They do it and we do it.
The only thing that I know that matters to the First Lady is...
One thing with Ukraine.
What?
They have to pay for everything, and they pay through NATO. When they buy missiles from us, when they buy anything from us, it goes not to them, it goes to NATO, and NATO pays the bill.
Are they helping us with drone defense, too?
Okay. No, we don't need to help in drone defense. No, we do. Oh. We know more about drones than anybody. We have the best drones in the world, actually.
Oh, really?
Mr. President, best of luck these next few days. We'll be watching every moment, and thanks so much for your time.
Good, and thank you for your support. You've been great. You've been really doing a good job, Brent. Thanks a lot.
Hmm. Oh, Mutan.
You think our dear leader would ever need help from any Ukrainian?
True. Why is she not wearing a DGG shirt?
Thank you very much. They have donated and participated in this fundraiser. Half of it, I guess. And especially thank you to Mina, because she's the one who organized the entire fundraiser pretty much. And yeah.
Why aren't they in suits?
Yeah. DGG! That's us, the Azov supporters. Just kidding, video game.
Guys, so here's all the stuff. Thermals, then the station, the most important bit, and also heat pads and dry showers, and all of this, yes. Guys, so here's all the stuff. Okay, I'm really happy that I got rid of those boxes. I can't lie, okay? They have been cluttering my entire room, half of my apartment. But we did a really great job over here. Everyone's happy about this. And now it's civilians' time, I guess. Yay! A bit of a behind-the-scenes situation. We had to get all of this stuff from my place, but guys came around to pick it all up, so, yeah.
What was it all doing at her place?
Actually.
Was she going to use all of it first?
I'll show you a little bit of our beaten up poor Kharkiv. Yeah, a bit of a behind-the-scenes situation.
Nice. Apparently Trump finally had a hard-hitting interview for once in his life.
Mr. President, what an honor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for sitting down with me today. I think we'll get into some personal stuff, some fun stuff, and it's an honor. We're here at a factory doing a rally. It's my first rally, and it's actually my first show on this podcast. You're going to be my first and last
guest. That's good. Well, we're going to have to get good ratings.
We got to get some good ratings.
We better.
You were flying in on Air Force One.
Right.
Is it true that you watched the Josh...
Why is Wick even talking to this guy? Apparently, Wick does like a My Haters call in on Fridays or something, and or Thursday, I don't know, something like that. Do you think this guy's a good boxer? This guy's probably one of the best boxers. Not to...
Of all time.
Aside from... Yeah, I'd probably of all time, yeah. I mean, like, he went even with Mayweather, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, they had to go to decision. I mean, he's got to be one of the best.
For sure. And I would say Mayweather was probably fighting. If you're familiar, if you know anything about boxing, you watch Mayweather fight. I would say he was probably fighting prime, right? near peak condition, yeah. And this guy only had, so. A year or two of boxing experience under his belt, maybe, when he did that fight. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To a fight on Air Force One.
I watched it. I watched you, and I thought you were very brave. He's a pretty big guy. You know, he's good. And he's legit. Look, he's a legitimate fighter. And I thought you were great. You did yourself no harm.
No.
Other than your chin, maybe.
Other than the jaw, which is healing. How big is the TV on Air Force One?
It's good. It's good. The best you can have. They view it as cost is no object, right? But it was good. I got to see that. I really watched it. We had a whole plane full of people watching you. And, you know, if size mattered, then I said he's going to be in trouble. And they say it matters.
I got into the ring with him, and I realized he was much bigger than I thought.
You didn't see that, like,
at
the weigh-in?
No, not at the weigh-in, not at the press conference. And then I got in the ring. I just saw his size, and I was just like, okay, this is going to be a tough night.
So who do you fight next?
It's a good question. I think Francis
Would Ngannou. You ever fight him again? No.
No, I don't think so. I think I need to go stay at my weight class.
I think so, right?
Maybe doing some MMA. We're promoting fights now on Netflix. We got Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano. Maybe Usyk in MMA. Francis Ngannou, Ryan Garcia, maybe Tommy Fury. There's a lot of... Who would you want to see me fight?
Well, I probably Khabib. How about Khabib?
I'm down.
You know? I think he's been just great. When they say who was the best of those, I've had a lot of fights. I've had Mike Tyson in a lot of them. That was great.
Have you ever been in a fight? I heard a rumor about you, like, helping Kobe one time at a game. Is that
a
true
long
story?
Time ago, right?
True story?
Well, it wasn't a fight. I was breaking up a fight.
Okay.
Which sometimes is more dangerous than being in a fight, right? But you know, I like Kobe. Kobe was having a hard time with somebody, and it worked out fine, but... I broke it up. Probably not a smart thing to do. Historically, it's never good to break up fights.
Yeah, I try to de-escalate situations a lot. But you're going to be at UFC 250?
I will be. It's going to be amazing. At the White House. And Dana's a great guy. He's a good fan of yours, you know?
I'm sorry, did Destiny just say Jake is one of the best boxers on the field? Why, you think it's obvious, like, or easy to say that he's the best? I think that there are legitimate arguments for other people, like Conor McGregor and stuff, for being the best boxers. And then people like, you know...
I mean, his brother's pretty good, too.
Mike Tyson Jordan and stuff, you know, so. That too.
Yes.
Dana's a good guy. The best. I mean, there's nobody like him. And he had the idea of staging it right at the front door of the White House. We'll be right in the front door of the White House. And he's got a tremendous card. I don't even know if it's filled out, but I think
Hulk Hogan, true.
Looks like it's going to be, you know, Walt
Rey Mysterio Jr., true.
It's going to be in honor of the 250th year. So it'll be great.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Sean O'Malley. He's the homie.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great, great, great fighter. And that's what I wanted to ask. So you went from boxing promotion, apprentice, TV shows, and then eventually, you know, obviously real estate, and then eventually was like, okay, I'm going to go into politics. How did that transition happen? Because, like, I see myself wanting to get more into this world. I believe it's the biggest way to create impact and change.
God damn it.
Would you ever run for office?
I think so. That's what I'm going to ask.
I'm going to kill myself if he wins in a video game.
I think you have to find a way to dramatically shrink the political space. It's like there's too much money now on the entertainment side of things, and there's too much there's too many people participating who really shouldn't be. But you would have to, but everybody in there would have to be willing to take a pay cut
in the political space or
in the political entertainment space. The political entertainment space, I think there's way more money that flows through there than the strictly political space. I don't think people realize how little sometimes the loveliest politicians get paid compared to what you make on the entertainment side of things. It's disgusting. It's just insane, especially in the alternative media space. I mean, look at Tim Pool, $5 million 1 year from Russia. Five milli.
Is he going to give any of that back?
To who?
Russia.
No, unless they ask politely for it. Okay, I'm already bored of this. I can't worry. I'm good on this.
Reasons, and this is the case with any of these other Iranian people that are pro-Iran. One of the main reasons is that I agree with Nick on most things. So why do I want to turn somebody that I agree with on most things into an adversary?
You're that incapable of having a conversation with somebody that you think they'll become a enemy just by having the talk? Pussy! Actually, I'm sorry. That's not even the right word. It's not even pussy. It's... These guys have to create, like, the most impenetrable hug boxes, the most insane echo chambers to protect their audience and their opinions. It's so pathetic.
I'm going to look at the people that I don't agree with on things, and I want to talk about them and criticize them.
Like I said, he was almost like, I want to talk to them. I mean, talk about them. He didn't almost f*** that up because he was never going to talk to anybody he disagrees with, but good memes.
I haven't talked about or criticized Nick, barely even Sneeko, Myron saying things, anybody else. The reason why is because I view these guys as being mostly ideologically aligned with me. So why would I want to focus my efforts and my, you know, my fixation around arguing with them over whether this is Israel's war or not, whenever I can fight with somebody who is completely oppositional to me, completely antithetical to me, and wants to destroy Western civilization and fill it up with a bunch of foreigners that believe everything that is the opposite of what I believe? Why would I want to do that? It's stupid.
Aw, him and Hassan. Yeah, they're so similar.
Horseshoe.
Uh-oh. Hassan slop.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Yourself from Iraq, eat my balls. Do you even have your balls remaining? Or did a f***ing IED explode them for you, dumbass? Shut the f*** up talking about Islam. You are an infinitely bigger terrorist than any random Muslim ever could be. Dumbass. Shut your ass up. Go enjoy your PTSD, asshole.
Pretty sure that's a hate speech violation because I think veterans are protected class on Twitch, but okay.
Fuck you. Imagine having the audacity to be like, yeah, I went to Iraq, and it's actually Islam that's the biggest danger. You're the danger, idiot. You're a danger to your family.
Jesus.
And a danger to yourself, douchebag. Lol, that's getting clipped, Lamont. I don't give a fuck, dude. Shut the fuck up. If you go to Iraq and you learn that lesson, you realize that that was wrong, you're welcome here. You come back from Iraq and you talk about how this was actually awesome and I hate Islam, then fuck you. You didn't learn anything. You're goddamn cattle. You're sending other people like you to be in a similar predicament to yourself. Whatever. I'll start live streaming on YouTube tomorrow. Suck my dick. Nah, you're getting clipped. By who? The people that have been literally begging for American sons and daughters to go and die in Iran for the last 2 weeks? By people who keep going, yeah, based. No, we got to give more money to Israel. Those people who are going to turn around and then now act as though they give a shit about veterans? The same people like Asmongold who celebrated when that Navy SEAL with his uniform had his arm broken? Really? That's what we're doing? If Twitch can apply this double standard when one veteran is getting their arm broken by an American congressperson for opposing America waging Israel's wars, when Twitch doesn't ban Asmongold for laughing at that and saying, yeah, based, and that he deserved it, when Twitch literally doesn't say a single damn thing about that but then turns around and tries to ban me for this this platform, I will never come back here. Y'all are a bunch of
my god. Wow, somebody's letting their nuts hang today. What's going on with this guy? You okay? Oh my god.
15 years out from Iraq, eat my balls.
Eat my
Do you even have your balls remaining, or did a IED explode them for you, dumbass? Shut the up talking about Islam. You are an infinitely bigger terrorist than any random Muslim ever could be.
Do we want to look at the terrorist attacks that have happened in Europe and America? We don't want to take that to the bank, do we? We don't want to look this up. I mean, we'll just take his word for it. If that's so true, you're right. Okay,
dumbass. Shut your ass up. Yeah. Go enjoy your PTSD, asshole. Fuck you.
Didn't she get banned for the PTSD?
I think she got fucked for that, yeah.
It was a PTSD comment. Was it for 30 days or was it for 2 weeks?
She did get banned for 30 days at one point. I don't know which time it was.
Wasn't that for the TwitchCon thing? I thought it was for the veterans thing. That one blew up quite a bit.
Why would you say this?
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. If you go to Iraq and you learn that lesson, you realize that that was wrong, you're welcome here. You come back from Iraq and you talk about how this was actually awesome and I hate Islam. Then fuck you. You didn't learn anything. You're goddamn cattle.
Well, what do you mean? Wait. You didn't learn anything. Wait a second. So he was supposed to go to Iraq to learn about Islam? I thought he was supposed to go to Iraq to try to, you know, like, do whatever the military's mission was there. Like, I'm pretty sure Iraq isn't like a high school, right?
This is what I don't like about Hassan's, like, little lefty protection that he has on Twitch is Hassan gets mogged by Asmongold in every conversation. And Asmongold is it's so annoying. But because Hassan is so committed to the bit of being a, like, Asmongold can defeat him even though he's actually, it's just so annoying to watch this.
I don't think so. I hope not. Like, I what are we doing here?
You're sending other people like you to be in a similar predicament to yourself. Uh-huh. Whatever. I'll start live streaming on YouTube tomorrow. Yeah. Suck my dick. No, you're getting clicked.
I feel like that at the end, I mean, that makes me think that he knew that he f***ed up.
I don't think so. I think it feels like he thinks he's like letting his nuts hang. I don't know if he's happy or upset right now about like where he's at. Like, he's had a couple of big interviews recently, but he's also kind of like getting bogged down a bit by a lot of different sources of hate. And then I think a couple of rejections recently. So I don't know how he's feeling. Like, he staked a lot on that Newsom stuff. And I don't know if maybe that's not going to pull through for him. So
doesn't seem like that's going well.
He's just letting his nuts hang. He's trying to be a big dog. But I couldn't imagine making... He feels so safe. I hate how safe these people feel. For as long as I was told that I'm, like, always pushing the line or whatever, and then my ultimate ban is because I say some crazy trans people on Twitter are inbred. That's, like, my perma ban. Like, I'm banned harder than child consumers on Twitch. And then for Hassan to be like, I will say this, and if I get perma banned, I don't care. I'll go stream somewhere. I'm like, damn, that's, like, a fearless individual. Holy shit.
This is a pretty bad... It's a bad clip. It is. Like,
Joe Walsh calls him out for tanking Rokana. I understand. I don't know why you guys are so surprised by the Rokana stuff. Rokana's always kind of like on his own little crazy shit. Like, he has been forever. Like, Rokana's always kind of like an Islander dude. He's not quite as bad as like Tulsi Gabbard. I don't even know if I would say he's bad, but Rokana's always kind of been out on his own thing. But I feel like a lot of people don't realize that or aren't aware of that.
I think everybody can acknowledge, like, I mean, he knows it's a bad clip. Everybody knows this is a bad clip. Another clip of Hassan, of another streamer on Twitch wishing PTSD on another American veteran. It looks bad. It does. It looks really bad. I don't know what else to say.
As though they give a shit about veterans.
Uh-huh.
The same people like Asmongold who...
So it is me. It is all about me, as usual. Okay, so yeah, I care about veterans. Of course I care about veterans. That's why I don't want to have our money go to Somalians, is so it can go to veterans. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
That's the whole point. Simple. Yeah, I'm glad we're putting these things together, finally.
Celebrated when that Navy SEAL with his uniform had...
I thought he wasn't a Navy...
What was Rokana doing bad? I thought... He was fine until I started singing Hassan today. I don't know if I would necessarily say Rokana is bad, but he's like, he's kind of off on an island doing his own thing sometimes. I wish I could remember what exactly I'm thinking of this, but I know that, like, if there's ever like a crazy weird bill that has like three senators supporting it or something, I feel like it's always Rokana. I don't know if it's mainly like tech related or what. And I think there have been times, I don't know if he's done anything where I'm like, oh, he's like a Tulsi Gabbard RFK Jr. level of like Russian spy out bad, but he's just kind of like his own thing. Yeah, he does buy into the populist stuff quite a bit. I don't know how abnormal that is, though, for all senators and congressmen that are from lovely areas or whatever.
Navy SEAL, number one, he was a Marine, I'm pretty sure. And so, like, but you see, like, Navy SEAL is, like, I think this is, like, an elite unit of, like, of, like, the Navy. So he's, like, trying to dial it up, right? And so it's, like, okay, now we're trying to get, like, the maximum amount of, of, like, moral high ground here, right? I mean, that's very clearly what we're trying to do. It's so obvious.
Arm broken?
He got his arm broken. Yeah, he did. Rip Bozo shouldn't have done it.
Really? That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
If Twitch can apply this double standard when one veteran is getting their arm broken by an American congressperson for opposing America waging Israel's wars, when Twitch doesn't ban Asmongold for laughing at that and saying...
Why would they ban me for that? I mean, I wasn't wanting his arm to get broken because he's a veteran. I wanted his arm to get broken because he was resisting arrest, fighting, interrupting a... what do you call it? Interrupting an event. Like, you can't have, like, listen, inside of, maybe Hassan doesn't know this, right? But inside of a civilized Western society, you can't have a bunch of people that are in the crowd of an event that just, whenever they hear something that makes them mad, they just get up out of their chair and start yelling. Like, you can't have that happen. I don't know if he knows this or not. I mean, I know, like, you know, he was in the U.S., was born in the U.S., he didn't grow up in the U.S. Maybe he might not have picked up on this.
Like, you know, mugs him.
Yeah, but it's because Asmongold can be more honest about things, whereas Hassan, yeah, like I said, Hassan is like committed to the most bit possible. And so, yeah, it's just never, they're not even finding, it's just, I hate all this. I can't believe this is my Twitch politics now. Shirley, you have other people to go set on fire.
Thing you went to school here is like in school here we learn that like you don't just in whenever you're mad at the teacher you don't just get up and start yelling, right? You don't do that. So it's not how it works. So I didn't want him to get his arm broken because he was a veteran. And the difference obviously with this and that is that Hassan is now comparing that to him wanting a veteran to get PTSD for the fact that they are a veteran, right? So what is this Karen stuff?
And like, me for this platform, I will never come back here.
Jesus.
Why? Like, what? Okay.
Y'all are a bunch of dumb too for being like, oh, you're gonna get clipped.
He's so mad.
Well, you did. I mean, to be fair, they were right. I mean, just so we're keeping score here, they were right. He did get clipped. That's what we're watching right now.
Dumb motherfucker doesn't even realize his own lived experiences should have taught him a very valuable lesson.
Maybe they did. Everything of that? I could see him getting banned for this. I mean, maybe not, right? And I also think that if he does get banned, he's not going to leave Twitch. If he goes to YouTube and then his YouTube streams start declining and his influence goes down, then he's going to probably come back to Twitch because that's what he cares about. He cares about having influence, and he'll always make the decision that's in the best interest of that. I think so. And I guess we'll find out, right? I mean, we'll find out if he gets banned. But, you know, probability that Hassan gets like a 7-day ban or a 3-day ban for this, and then, you know, afterwards he, he comes back to Twitch. I think the probability is 100%. Maybe we can do a polymarket event on it, right? It's like, will Hassan come back to Twitch, right? I think it's so obvious it will happen.